This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. She lusts after books. And each Tuesday on The Record, beloved librarian Nancy Pearl shares a good book with us. Today she tells KUOW's Marcy Silman about a nonfiction spy tale.
This is the story of Kim Philby, who was the master spy in Britain in the interim period between the wars, who, along with three of his friends, did a lot of damage to Britain and to the Allied cause. What's interesting, and I am a huge fan of Cold War histories and Cold War spy, especially when they have to do with spies and spying, fiction or nonfiction. And Ben McIntyre has really had a very, very good career writing about spies and their effect on their lives and their effect on the world around them. Kim Philby is probably, you know, when we ask, I think if you ask somebody on the street who's the most famous spy,
absolutely,
I think Kim Philby would come to mind.
But the title, A Spy Among Friends, implies that this is about his relationships.
Yes, that's what makes Ben McIntyre's book so interesting and so different because from other biographies of Philby, because the main thing McIntyre is doing in this book is exploring Philby's relationships with his friends, especially with one particular man, also an MI6 officer, who was betrayed by Philby. And you know, there's that famous E.M. Forster quote where he says, if I was asked to betray my friends or my country, I hope I would have the courage to betray my country. Hmm. Well, here's Philby, who did both.
Is this an attempt to get into Philby's psyche to figure out why he would do this?
I think yes, to some extent it is that. I think it's more a terrific overview of the period and certainly an excellent biography of Philby showing how early he was recruited by the Soviets to spy for them, how much he did, how he managed to rise so high in the MI6 secret services. And also, all the time that I was reading this, I wanted to put it down and go pick up John le Carré's Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which is a fictionalization, or at least based on Philby and the way for so many years. I mean, this was a man who was on his way to be the head of MI6. Imagine what that would have done.
Why do you suppose that this particular era of British international relations or spy relations, if you will, is so ripe? Is it that we know so much about it?
I think it's partly that, but I think it's more, perhaps more even, that the stakes were so high. I mean, this was a time when it was very clear who our enemy was, and that was the Soviet Union. And it was very clear that both of these countries, and to an extent, of course, the United States, were really set up to destroy one another, and how important it was to infiltrate the others. The other Secret Service.
Well, you make me want to pick it up. A Spy Among Friends by Ben McIntyre. And I suppose after we read this one, then we go back and examine the other books he's written.
Yes, but if I could just say, don't forget to start with his first book. I believe this is his first book, which is very, very interesting, called Forgotten Fatherland, which is a story of Nietzsche's sister who set up a Nazi colony, if you will, in the Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
It's just fascinating.
Well, Nancy Pearl, it's always fascinating to have you come in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
She spoke, of course, to KUOW's Marcy Silman. Oh, Nancy, she just cannot stop recommending books. And you can find this week's recommendations at our website, KUOW.org. This is The Record on KUOW.